Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good Monday morning to you patriots out there. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and we're broadcasting from Patriot-held territory. We are in the heart of the American Redoubt, just a few miles away from the Idaho-Washington border, and we're in Spokane right now on 96.5 FM and the AM dial at 630 kilohertz, and also our live streaming. If you want to share the Morning Commute with your like-minded friends and family, or maybe you're not so like-minded friends and family, we'll either really make them angry or we'll win them over, one of the two. But pass along. ACN.cc is the website for the radio station. That's the American Christian Network. ACN.cc. And click on that Liberty Bell. You click on that Liberty Bell, and that will take you to Liberty Broadcasting, which is the affiliate where we are right now. And when you double-click on that Liberty Bell, it will open up to the player page, so you can listen on your own player that you normally listen on, or you can just listen to the web-based player. And if you miss the show, you can also go to radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. All right, good morning to all of you, and good morning, Lady Liberty. Thank you for joining me here in the studio again.
Good morning to you and to everyone out there, and yep, I wouldn't be anywhere else. This is the place to be. So
yeah, with all of you, and thank you guys for your prayers, your letters of encouragement and support, and even your financial gifts have really been super helpful. Those went to offset the growing costs of doing what we do every day. So thank you guys. Real quick, don't forget to put on your calendars July 24th, a Saturday in St. Regis, Montana, for the Red Pill Festival. Lots of great speakers lined up, and it'd be a great opportunity to meet lots of patriots. The who's who in the patriot community will be speaking, and I will also be there, and Lady Liberty will be there too. So look forward to meeting you folks. That always look forward to meeting you guys when we're at these events. So Lady Liberty, you've got the Lord has brought to you the word of the day today. Do you have that all ready to go?
Yes, I sure do. And so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday, by
yes.
the way.
Truth in the news. Black and white.
That's right. Truth in the news. God's word is truth, and it's black and white. And so the word of the day comes to us from 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 through 23, which read, "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment."
Oh, nice.
Well, and so... Yeah, oh, that's easy.
That's right in line with, that's so consistent with the scriptures, excuse me, that, you know, a frog in my throat, ribbit, but so consistent with the scriptures that have been brought to you random. Well, we think they're random, but
right.
Seeing a pattern here.
Yeah. Yes, we're seeing a pattern about the character of God, and He always stays the same, doesn't He?
Yeah, no kidding.
if you're talking about the law, it's the same. If you're talking about love, it's the same. All of it. It all works together. It's meant to work together like that.
Oh, man, we're looking so forward to His return. So close. The world is so mad. Absolutely mad. Talking about unloving.
Yes, right.
But...
Well, you know, I have a funny little story to tell real quick. We were watching on Saturday, we were watching Pastor Greg Laurie's sermon, and he started out with the cutest little thing. It was he was talking with his little granddaughters, and he was saying that one little boy was doing the Lord's Prayer with his father, that he had learned in Sunday school. And he comes home, and so he's reading it to his, well, he's saying it from memory to his dad. And he says, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." And his dad says, "Well, wait a minute. What did you say?" He said, "Howard, be your name."
I know God's name. It's Howard.
Howard.
Howard, be your name. Kids say the cutest stuff.
That was adorable. Yep. I got a kick out of it. So, yep. But yeah, we had quite the Bible study. And, you know, we watched something that was phenomenal that was put out. It's on YouTube, and it's put out by El Shaddai Ministries. And it is the total rundown for like signs in the heavens, right?
Yeah.
And
was that the one that was sent to us by a listener, or was that the one we watched right after that?
Yes. No, that was the one sent to us by a listener. Great. And in fact, he sent us two, and we watched both of them. But
yeah, they're great. But, both of them are great.
Yeah. And the name of it was the tribulation. When is it supposed to happen? Right.
Oh yeah. Right.
And so. What he describes in so much detail, I was just blown away by how much detail this guy actually had.
Scriptural detail, by the way.
Scriptural detail, not speculation, not opinion, none of that. And
right.
And pairing all of the things together, he's landing all of the signs in the heavens, as well as, you know, pairing them up with the 7-year Sabbath for the land,
right?
As well as
the Shemitah,
the Shemitah year, like you've heard Jonathan Cahn talk about as
right.
well, I'm sure. And then also having to do with the Jubilee year, and he pairs that all together, and he's not trying to give a date for rapture
right.
or anything,
right.
Nothing like that. I don't think anybody really would be. You know, foolish enough to even attempt that.
Are a lot of people that are foolish enough to attempt it. And then as soon as somebody throws down a date, just walk away from them.
Right, right.
Exactly. I mean, like a broken clock, somebody's going to be right. You know, broken clock's correct twice a day.
Right.
Somebody's going to land on it and you know, throw out a guess, because there's so many people out there that try to pin it down to the day. But you won't, but you'll know the season. You'll know times, and there you'll know signs if you watch for them. And this is really interesting too, that we started learning about. You always consider it kind of, you know, this is Jewish, the festivals and the feasts and things like that are, well, that's as evangelical Christians, which I consider myself, that's where I grew
right.
up. I grew up
right.
in you know, the Assembly of God, Pentecostal churches, and non-denominational, I guess, evangelical churches. And the more I learn, the more I realize how much we've departed from the feasts and the Sabbaths in the Bible. You think, well, this is a Jewish thing, but it's not a Jewish thing. It's a God thing.
Right.
Those aren't Jewish feasts.
Right.
Those are God's feasts.
Yep, that's right.
And at the time, the reason why he laid that out for the Jewish people, the Israelites, is that those were his chosen people at the time. Everyone else was pagan, and they were all off, you know, worshiping Baal and everything else. So he shared how he wanted his followers to worship him when the Israelites were the only people that he had, mostly.
Right.
There were people from outside of, you know, out that were not Jewish ethnically that came in, like Naomi. You know, Ruth's
right.
mother-in-law.
Yeah.
There were
yeah.
people like that came in and had worshipped God, but for the most part, that's what God had to work with. So it also, as I'm learning more about history, how much the early church, because we want to emulate the early church, right?
Right, yeah.
And we realize that the early church, they followed the Saturday Sabbath. They followed all the feasts and all of that because it was passed down from God. It's not a Jewish thing.
Right.
That's how we pass it off. Oh, that's Jewish culture. That's why they did it. Well, no, these were God's feasts and God's, what do you want to call it? Anyway, I feel like I'm, you know, saying the same thing. I'm just kind of talking in circles here. But it's fascinating. The reason why this is important, or reason why it's so fascinating to me, is I've just in the last, maybe just the last year, really started to kind of study this from a different perspective. And that is that there's so much that we can know about God and how he's acting and when he will act if we know, you know, the new moon and all of those feasts and
all of
that points to so much. You might not know the day the Lord's returning, but you I don't even know how to begin to unwrap all of that, you know.
I know. See, that even just following any sort of moon cycle to me is difficult.
Well, it's kind of weird. I mean, you
know, it's foreign. It's very, very foreign.
It is. And as you know, as Christians, you know, you don't look at the stars, you don't look at the moon, you don't, you know, look away.
Right.
That's all paganistic stuff. But
well, and I think that's why watching that, that YouTube video that we watched, it being so thorough and being so very, very well researched. I mean, we can just benefit from that guy's research that he's had years and years and years to cover. And so it's very helpful to just jump right into somebody else's knowledge that has been studying this stuff their whole lives.
Yeah, and that's just one video. I mean, I'm trying to recap in 5 minutes. Multiple videos we watched that are like an hour long each, where they actually do a very logically sequenced, laid out, well organized presentation based on years of research, and they do a presentation in an hour, and I'm trying to cram a 3 minute synopsis of it in. So, you know, what we need to do is share this with the listeners. Maybe post this on our notes once or twice a week. Put notes up that point to these videos and things that we're learning
just,
more.
Just right on our website would be perfect.
Yeah, that'd be great. So. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that. That's inspiring.
Well, absolutely. I mean, and it's you know, like we were saying, we keep talking about the law and you know, it like it says in verse 23, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And so that should be something that we spend the rest of the day thinking on.
Yeah. Good. So, yeah. I like it. All right. Other things that we want to be aware of, truth in the news, Monochromatic Monday, not just, besides God's word is the truth and it's black and white. And so how appropriate, Monochromatic Monday. But there's other things monochromatic in the news that we want to sort through because of the confusion that's cast over our culture right now.
Yeah,
we
want to
shed light on that in a monochromatic way, black and white. Here it is.
Bring in the truth.
Right. There we go. So one of the things that we've brought up, maybe for a year, we've kind of been through our discernment, what we think is our discernment, understanding the times that we're in and projecting what type of challenges we have ahead of us. And one of those is food shortages. Of course, the economic, all now mainstream economic advisors are warning of an economic collapse, an implosion of the system, which is designed. They need to reset it. And that has to happen from a Christian perspective. That has to happen to institute a global system of governance and economy and all of that. So,
oh, you mean robbery, right?
Right.
Global robbery.
Right. Yeah. They're going to transfer. They're going to crash the system so they can present the new one that they've been working on.
That's right.
You know, it's gonna wipe out a lot of wealth, and it's going to transfer a lot of wealth to people that are already in power that are going to become even more powerful. But along those lines, also food shortages. There's more food prices. This is from the Western Journal. Food prices soar under Biden as industry leader issues dire warning. There's still more to come. Lots of telltale signs all over the place, projecting economic downturns, sharp, catastrophic economic type of events, but also food shortages as well. So just stock up so you can be effective.
That's right.
It's, you know, so you can minister to others, so you can be a blessing to others. So you're not needing. You can actually help those that are in need, and you can also focus on what you need to focus on to address what's going on around you in your communities, in your state, in your nation. You can respond much easier when you're not starving or you're sitting there watching your children starve.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it really shifts your priorities, you know, so an adversary can do whatever they want around you, and you're really all you're worried about is finding the next meal.
Yep.
So take that out of the equation. It's just smart. It's wise. Ask Joseph.
In fact, a really cheap way to do that, a cheap way to stock up, and I'm super, super thrifty, and so as far as making your money go as far as you can, there is absolutely nothing wrong with hitting the dollar store hard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really, really hard for your stock up supplies. I mean, that's the cheapest way to do it. I mean,
it's one of the cheapest ways to do it. You and I have noticed, though, we've seen stuff at the dollar store and went, ooh, it's only $1. We're like, hold on a minute.
Yeah, right. It's actually more expensive there than it is somewhere else.
79 cents over there. Right. You know. So
yeah, be smart, but you know, yeah.
But you can, yeah, if you're paying attention, you can. There are some screaming deals at the dollar stores.
Yep.
And then just your bulk. I mean, really, right now, even though prices on food are rising, it's amazing how inexpensive you can still buy rice, beans.
Soap.
Yeah.
Soap, you know, any kind of dish soap, hand soap. Right. And it's super easy to get a huge stock of that for very, very inexpensive. So
that's right.
Yeah.
So
big help.
Really big time help there. So, hey, let's take a break. And when we come back, we've got stuff related to China, the land grab by China, and standing against it.
Yep, that's right.
Border stuff going on. There's
China,
election stuff.
China rearranging maps.
Yes,
to include their land grabs.
Right, they're ambitious. They're already redrawing maps.
Yep.
So we can tell where they plan on going with that. But that and more when we come back in segment two. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Stick around, and we'll be back in just a minute. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to get you prepared. Food, alternative power, defensibility, all of that. And but also to take your preps to the next level. And that's the podcast with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, both authors, and they're both behind the microphone at Prepping 2.0. Check them out at prepping2-0.com. Stay right there.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com and order your holster today.
Los Angeles Mayor Sam Yorty was questioned on Meet the Press.
The commission's, the president's report here says that it found no evidence of a conspiracy behind the riots of this last year. When you testified in Congress, I believe you said that you thought there were evidence of a conspiracy of communist groups infiltrating and so forth.
I didn't say I thought. I know there are.
So you...
I think every mayor of a big city has intelligence services, and we know that there are protest-type demonstrations, sometimes coordinated all over the world on the same day, and their intentions are to try and cause riots. Many organizations are openly in the field and communist-backed. They're trying to take advantage of the situation that exists to worsen it rather than try to solve it.
What are the names of one of those, Mr. Yorty?
Well, RAM, so-called RAMs, Revolutionary Action Movement. There's no question about some of their connections, and they certainly don't disguise what their intentions are. And we are very concerned about the type of armament that they may have now.
Welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. This is a Radio Free Redoubt production. The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, all of you. Segment two brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, helping to give you the home field advantage at your home, your place of business, or your vehicles, or all of the above, with professional, customized training to help you strategize and tactically lay out the best defensibility for the where you already work and operate on a day-to-day basis. So check them out at strategicself-defense.com today. All right, Lady Liberty, how you doing over there?
Well, excellent, and welcome back to Monochromatic Monday.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm seeing a lot of stories here. We could just like rapid fire through some of this stuff for
Because let me start off with kind of a follow-up to what we were talking about last Friday with that 130,000 acres that is currently owned by a Chinese CCP general.
Yeah, retired general.
Yep.
Yep.
And the fact that that information was brought to the Senate by Kyle Bass.
And the Texas Senate, right?
Yes.
State-level Senate.
Yeah, the state-level, so that they were aware of what was going on. And so I just had – this is such great news. Oh, my gosh. I just cheered about this because there's an article put out by the Epoch Times just this morning titled, "Ban CCP Land Ownership in the USA, a New Bill from Texas." So here we have I just love what they started with. They said, "Don't mess with Texas." So go get them, Texas. Say no to everything Chinese, right? And
that's
so
right.
The U.S. Rep. Chip Roy, a Republican who represents the 21st Congressional District, which includes part of Austin and San Antonio, is taking on the Chinese Communist Party in a big Texan way. Roy proposes to ban CCP members from purchasing land in the United States. And can I just say, oh my gosh, that is so, so very important. And I hope everybody with even half a brain is willing to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah.
So that's incredible.
Yeah, this 130,000 acres, by the way, is 30% larger than Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Right.
You could easily hide several battalions or divisions even on that size of property, massive airstrip on it.
Yep.
And
they want to, that guy wants to plug right into the electric grid right there.
Right.
So.
And with more and more independent reports of Chinese troops and Chinese, assets in South America, this is pretty scary. That'd make an awesome jump off.
A
landing point.
Yep.
You know, because we see how aggressive China is getting, and I'm really glad to see that people are sitting up and paying attention to this. There's Russia now is
right
really ramping up, their
and
aggression.
I don't blame them with that garbage that Biden is throwing at him. You know,
well,
I mean, good grief.
Well, yeah. What did he call Putin? What did Biden, the puppet, call? Do you remember what he called?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it just slips my mind. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yes.
But just the fact that Biden feels like he's going to engage Putin on any level, and now he's backing off going, oh, we can't do it in person.
Right, right. And that G7 summit that's going on with all the globalists in Europe right now with Biden, there's one word that's been used across the internet on multiple different reporting agencies to sum up Biden's presentation, and that is train wreck.
Yep. Yeah, right.
You know, I keep seeing train wreck all over the place. Like, wow. Okay, so it didn't go over very well. Just basically exactly how we anticipated that it would.
Yes, exactly. Right.
You know, and also, you know, on that note, there's speaking of, you know, Texas and don't mess with Texas, Texas now apparently is teaming up with Arizona to put together a border security pact.
Good for them.
Yep. And this is going to involve DPS, DEM, I'm not sure what that is, Attorney General Ken Paxton, the Texas Military Department, the Texas Park and Wildlife Department, the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, and the Texas Commission on Jail Standards, you know, according to this report. And they're doing the same thing with Arizona, you know, to team up to put a stop to this. But
right.
I'm wondering, so there is a senator that's running against Abbott.
Yeah.
And remember what I said last week? Thank you, Governor Abbott, for stepping up and doing these right things on these different. But where have you been?
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering. So I look further in this article. It's over at Big League Politics, which Redoubt Report picked up. So I wouldn't have seen this without them. But Huffins is the senator who's running against Governor Abbott. He said, "I would like to thank all talk and no action, Greg Abbott, for joining my campaign by admitting that as a governor, he's had the power for the last 7 years to close down the Texas border and has refused to do so." This is my concern. He played along. Governor Abbott, I think he's pretending to be a conservative now.
Oh, wow.
Because he played right along with all the lockdowns, all the masks, all that stuff. Then all of a sudden, when election time's coming up, now he's a conservative. We're doing away with this. This is just absolutely unnecessary. Texans don't need this, you know. And now we're going to secure the border and we're going to reach across. And where other people have been screaming for him to do it, now he's doing all of this stuff. So I don't know. We'll let the Texans decide.
Yeah, that's
course,
right. They know his history better than we do.
So my question is, why is not the National Guard on that list of assets that they're going to use to deploy?
Right.
Because they're going to work with local law enforcement, all these small border towns to, I don't know, empower them to arrest illegals. Why are they not just getting the National Guard on the border yesterday?
I know. But it is smart. It is smart to actually team up with the other border states and create their own border issue. You know what I mean? As far as like enforcement, because they have the right to do that. And they could technically block all of that.
The federal government is abrogating their duty.
They have failed.
Yeah, they are negligent.
Yep.
And I would even say criminally negligent.
Yep.
As we
too.
Learn more and more about what's happening there, they need to be prosecuted.
Yep, I agree.
No different than a soldier that refuses to do his duty on guard duty.
Yep, starting with the top, go all the way down. Everybody just prosecuted for a crime. You're not doing the job that you have agreed to do. And
right.
allowing illegal immigration to happen is a crime.
That's right. And speaking of that part of the country, this is really cool. Senator Tom Cotton, and I remember Congressman Crenshaw put that whistleblower site together for U.S. military for so-called woke training.
Right, yep.
Now, you know, in Colorado Springs, Fort Carson, we've got a lieutenant colonel, I believe, a commander. I think he's a battalion commander, basically saying, if you're white, you're part of the problem. This is a white guy.
Yeah.
That's saying, if you're white, you're part of the problem
I'm
with
sorry,
our society.
That's offensive.
You need to go.
Yep.
That you need to step down. You need to resign right now. You're not even, matter of fact, you lack the discerning capabilities, the critical thinking skills to be in command.
That's right.
So.
Well, anyway. And we cover quite a bit of this, the Chinese land ownership aspect in relation to the Bill Gates, Warren Buffett thing in our last night's show. If you want to go back and check that
segment
out as well.
Segment 4. Definitely go check it out. Don't miss it. All right, guys. You be safe. Have a blessed day. And join us right here tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.